Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? How is your lives? You can greet all your brethren. Move on to wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
thank God for this good time He's added us in His presence. We know that He's going to move and do us good for teaching us to profit. Promised us in Isaiah 48:17. See, I am God who teaches you how to profit.
And
He shows you the way you are to take. Every time He teaches us, He directs us how we shall move in Him. And we see that light of the knowledge. It lightens for us. And we fail to stumble. For the one moving in the day does not stumble. Except the one moving in the night. In the darkness of ignorance. Now they fall in hell, for they don't see where they are going. But by the light God the Father gives us, every time, every moment, He gathers the light in us of knowledge, that can uphold us, we get back to Him. Philippians 3:20, our home is in heaven. And because of that, even though they want to see that we move on, God is called and the covenant and His glory
Uganda,
on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was in Israel in the era of BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we told you we are to see those three words, the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. It was on the nation of Israel in the BC. And after we shall finish, we shall see the covenant of God with the nation of Uganda in the era of AD,
as
was in Israel in the era of BC. And after we finish, we see the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was in Israel in the era of BC. But we are still moving on with the first part, the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was marked in the Bible, in the history spoken over in the entire world, even in prophecies released in the AD. And we remember, we finished to see this call as it's marked in the Bible, when God promised the nation of Israel that He will get a new nation to serve Him. And He marked that nation being Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, as we saw in the scriptures of truth. We headed on to the history, those which based in the scriptures of truth, where they searched much the source of the river Nile, and they call it the Holy River, the Father of Rivers. And in their journey, in the book entitled My African Journey, is where they named Uganda Pearl of Africa. Now we saw in the history, even the way we hoped to appear, a great revival. And we headed on to see the call of God on the nation of Uganda, as it's marked in prophecies released in the AD. We singled out two examples. We singled out the prophecy from within Uganda and outside Uganda. And we looked at the vision which came from the Australia, through the prophet Wilhelm Wurtzel and Emil Klein.
and they
say God has put his base in Uganda to do his final work on the planet Earth. We promised and we had to see a vision still from our nation, a prophecy on the nation of Uganda through the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain Uganda and the World Trumpet Mission, as in the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads. But we are still moving on with the Australian vision
for
the nation of Uganda, as it was marked in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the Saturday. It was the 14th in the November, through those two prophets, Prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we singled out four issues in that vision. We winded up the first, where they prove that indeed our nation is blessed, a great blessing of revealing secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to know them as a nation and to reveal them to the nations, even all the other blessings which follow that blessing, which caused God put his base in this nation. And they said God is in this nation to do his final work on the planet
out,
where he promised everything hidden, it has to get revealed and it is known in the entire world, blessing the nation of Uganda. Now we finished that point and we look to the second point. Even right now we are still on that. In that vision of the Australians on the nation of Uganda, they said the man meant to head that work according to how God showed them.
It's
meant to appear like Prophet Elijah.
It's
meant to be like Prophet Moses. It has to be like King David.
We
still move on, get explained of that issue, and after we shall head on see the other two. Praise Jesus much. But in this second issue, that man to head the work of God, the last on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, be like Prophet Elijah, that one we saw it, and we winded it up, and we headed on to see the reason why he's meant to appear like Prophet Moses. I've been seeing many reasons why
it's
meant to be like Prophet Moses. We first saw
Nabi Musa
that Prophet Moses,
he
grew near the river Nile on the side of Egypt. Even that man is meant to be like that, just as we read in the Exodus chapter 2. Praise Jesus much. But we headed on to see another reason, meant to have grown outside the Israelite system or the church which prevailed then in the eras of Israel. Even that man, meant to have grown outside the church system existing now. The third, that man was meant to be as Moses chose when he was a shepherd and he moved out of Egypt and went where he became an in-law there. Praise Jesus. And he got to be a shepherd. Praise Jesus much.
And
grew outside the system and he was a shepherd. Praise Jesus much.
So
now, many reasons we came seeing, we want to head on the sixth reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
ended with the fourth reason last time.
Man
to be like Prophet Moses,
he's
meant to have been visited by God and he was taught by God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the fifth reason, fifth reason,
yes,
praise Jesus much. man to be like Prophet Moses, man to head God's final work on planet Earth through the nation of Uganda.
He's
meant to have been visited by God and was taught by God and he was shown things of heaven and brought their images on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Understood the fifth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That man to be like Prophet Moses.
He's
meant to have been visited by God and taught by God. And God showed him things of heaven. And he brought their images. A copy of things in heaven. One of the things we looked to there,
one
of these reasons we have brought like this, that we cannot know the one to head us in this work the entire world is expecting. But we know it's the call of God on the nation of Uganda that has been promising all nations. And it is the work of God, the final work on the planet Earth through Uganda, part of Africa. And it is the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations. Don't need to bring a single joke within it, even to attach yourself in spearheading this work, yet you're not given to head it.
But
we need to have qualities proven.
Now,
on our fifth reason,
it's
to be like Prophet Moses.
It's
meant to have been visited by God. He was taught by God and shown things of heaven. Brought their copy on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
it's our reason we look to, just as we ended hearing according to the book of Exodus, Exodus 24 verse 9 and 18, we are told these words. Let's read as we hear. Exodus 24 from verse
9. Musa n'alyoka alinnya Naloni, ne wansi w'ebigere bye ne wabanga omulimu ogw'amayinja amaliire aga safiro agafaanana ng'eggulu lyennyini okutangaala.
Yesu
praise Jesus much.
Musa na Aaron ne banne,
Aaron and the other brethren, and the 24 elders,
bwe baalinnya okutuukako mu kitundu eky'olusozi olwo,
when they climbed to reach the part of that mountain,
Yesu
praise Jesus,
ne balengerera Katonda waggulu wala nnyiri ku lusozi,
they saw God up above the mountain,
era nga bagamba,
and they say
nti ekifo ekyo eggulu lyali lyeggudde,
that place heavens had opened,
kyova bagambye nti waafaanira ddala ng'eggulu lyennyini.
That's why they said it appeared like real heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on. We hear Exodus 24 verse 11.
Soko bakungu baba na Isiraeli natateka ko mukono gwe ne bamulaba Katonda ne balia ne banywa. Olinyo lwe 12 mukama nagamba Musa nti linya jendi ku lusozi obereyo nange ndikuwa ebipande ebyamayinja n'amateeka n'ekiragiro bye mpandiise obiyigirize.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Nga bali mu masekati g'olusozi,
well, they were in the midst of the mountain,
kubanga baalinnya olusozi naye bonna tebaatuuka ku ntikko yaalwo.
They climbed the mountain but they did not all reach its top.
Musa,
Moses,
Aaroni,
Aaron,
n'abakadde bano ensanvu,
the 70 elders,
bo baavaako wansi w'olusozi ne balinnya paka ku katundu aka,
moved beyond the lower level of the mountain, reached at the top of it,
naye baakoma awo.
But when they ended there,
ateye Mukama n'agamba Musa,
and the Lord told Moses,
kaakati ate gwe erinnyira ddala ku ntikko,
right now climb to the uttermost top,
ojeeno nga gye ntadde ekiri,
come as where I've put my cloud,
soke nkuyigiriza ebyamateeka,
then I teach you what concerns the laws,
and
give them to you, you go teach them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's move on. We hear Exodus 24 verse 13.
Musa n'agolokoka ne Yoswa omuweereza we. Musa n'alinnya ku lusozi lwa Katonda olunyo lwe 14 Nagamba abakadenti mutulindire wano okutusale tulibajira nate. Na Aloni ne Kuli laba bali wamu nammwe, buli alina ensonga asemberere bo. Olinyo lwe 15 Musa n'alinnya ku lusozi, ekinene kibikka olusozi. Olwe 16 ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kibeera ku lusozi Sinaayi, ekire ne kirubikira ennaku 6. Ku lunaku olw'omusanvu n'ayita Musa ng'ayima wakati w'ekire. Olunyo lwe 17 ekifaananyi ky'ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kibanga omuliro ogwaka ku ntikko y'olusozi mu maaso g'abaana ba Isirayiri. Olunyo lwe 18 Musa n'ayingira wakati mu kire n'alinnya ku lusozi. Musa n'amala ku lusozi ennaku 40 emisana n'ekiro.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Musa yayingira mu kire.
Moses entered in the cloud.
Nechibikawo nanga tebakyamulaba.
Engulfed there, they no more would see him.
Era tebamanya kiki addakawo. Ali awo ku lusozi oba yatwaliddwa.
Did know what followed. Is he on the mountain or he was taken?
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe tuba twagala okunnyonnyoka.
When we want to get explained.
Nti Musa bwe yakyalibwa Katonda.
When Moses was greased by God.
Teyakoma bukomi ku lusozi awo.
He didn't just end on the mountain.
Eya twalibwa okulaba ebyomuguru.
He was taken to see things of heaven.
Era n'alagirwa.
It was commanded
to prove
their images just as he seen them. According to Hebrews,
chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 6,
when God was in the Holy Spirit,
he
spoke in the mouth of Apostle Paul. He wrote and he said that the children of Israel, they shaft in the shadows
images
of the shadows of the truth. As God showed Moses, these Israelites,
you
see that they have the lampstand, the Ark of the Covenant, the cherubim were not on the mountain, they were in heaven. Moses was taken to see. He was told, do as you've seen their images that shown you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. We want to read Hebrews, we see.
Abebulaniya esule yomunana n'olunyiriryo lw'okutaano.
Hebrews 8 verse 5.
Abaweereza ali ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo eby'omuggulu. Nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bibulani esule eno ey'omunaana n'olw'okutaano.
Hebrews 8 verse 5.
Lulaga nti abaana ba Isirayiri.
It shows that the Israelites.
Baali baweereza.
They were servants.
Ab'ebifaananyi.
Of the images.
Ebyebyo eby'omuggulu.
Of the things in heaven.
Nga Musa bwe yalagibwa.
As Moses was shown.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebbanga lyonna mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri.
All belong in the nation of Israel.
Baabeeranga n'ekikondo ky'ettabaazi.
They had that lampstand.
Naye nabo baali balowooza oba Musa yakola oba yakimagini.
Them too wondered how Moses imagined to make it.
He
did not imagine it.
Even
though we here, we have it in fullness. Because of the journey of heaven, God moved me. But they had it to reaching here. The 7 eyes were not on it. They had it to reach that point, to going downwards. It had not been named as you see it there. They had them of the true things in heaven. As Moses was shown, they had the cherubims and their halves, not the full of them. They had from their waists.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. From the covenant box and the mercy seat.
Deep
mind to ask the things we've seen.
Or
that Moses makes for us.
Were
they on the mountain top?
Or
they were of heavens.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now Hebrews. Hebrews 8 verse 5 and to 6. It's what showed that Moses was shown things of heaven.
He
told him to make their copy. It's to tell you that the vision for the Australian man in the 1992 was written in New Vision newspaper in 1992.
mukaga.
It was the Saturday.
Nakuzi omwezi nga 14.
It was the 14th.
Omwezi ogwe 10 ogumu.
In November.
Abasajja ano kuganti omusajja ino kulemera mu okolesebwa
okwo. Meant to say the man who had that vision.
Obo mulimu gwa Katonda okusimeka kusemazinga
wezi. The final work of God on
planet. Ino kubanga nabi Musa.
Meant to be like prophet Moses.
Ino kubali batunulide.
One of what they focused on.
Ino kubanga ayoleseddwe byomuguru.
Must have been envisioned things of heaven.
Achali dwa Katonda.
He's been shown Katonda
by God.
God is taught him.
He shows
him things of heaven.
He spoke
their images.
As during
the era of Moses. But this time,
because
the journey took long. They were brought in their fullness. The seasons we are in is not to bring halves.
We are
in the time of doing the final work to reveal all the secrets.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
And
you can't come out and you attach yourself just as some of you in Uganda who come out to say
that
vision spoke of your 66 dogs. Well, there are 77.
And
don't come out spoil the vision of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, see,
things
are not to come to show off and praise
yourself.
There is a distinctive meaning in that vision.
It
has to be fulfilled. To come out with 66 dogs.
It's a
vision spoke of 66 dogs. I don't know whether there are 66. You know that how many there are. You know them. Read and we see what Moses saw. Man, appear like him. He must have seen like that.
Abebulania esule yomunana nolunyiri olwokutano.
Hebrews 8 verse 5.
Abaweereza ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo ebyomuggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yalinga agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Yesu
yebazibuli
abaweereza
abebisiikirize of the shadows
oba ebifaananyi
of images
ebyebyo ebyomuggulu
things in heaven
nga Musa bwe yalagibwa Katonda
as Moses was shown by God
ng'amugamba nti
and he told him that
tolema kukola
you do as
ng'ebyo ebyakulagiddwa
we were shown in heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Musa buyatuka, nabi Musa buyatuka kurusozo.
Moses reached the mountain.
He did
remain on the mountain.
Yes, tuliwa Katonda na yongezibwa yokulaba ebyoko.
By God to go ahead see things in heaven.
Omanyizibu nyo.
You know it's very hard.
Kukubanga ibintu tobitegedde no jano bikola kunsi.
Not understood things that you can't do them on the world.
Lugendo lwegulu mulaba wano.
See the kind of heaven here.
Abasinga muyinza okugamba.
Most of you can say.
Niyo ba science choyo.
But what kind of science is that?
Kano nusi science.
This is not science.
Bino sibya NASA.
This is not the data of NASA. Are those things shown in heaven?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. That's Moses. Many times when he climbed the mountain, he was transfigured. Taken from the mountain, moved ahead. According to what he said in the Exodus, Exodus 34, verse 29. God speaks like this on that issue. Exodus 34, 29.
Musa boyaka okuva ku lusozi Sinai. Ebipande bibiri ebyobujulirwa nga biri mu ngalo za Musa. Boyaka okuva ku lusozi. Musa n'atamanya ng'omubiri ogw'amaaso ge gumasamasa olw'okwogera naye. Olunyo lwasatu. Alooni n'abaana bonna Abayisirayiri bwe baalaba Musa, laba, omubiri gw'amaaso ge ne gumasamasa. Ne batya okumusemberera.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Musa buli kiseera.
Every time Moses
yalinnyanga ku lusozi
climbed on that mountain.
Yakyusibwanga.
He was transfigured. The body of flesh, it was swallowed by the body of heaven.
It
moved in within heaven. And by speaking with God,
it was
brought back in the body of flesh. It remained shining. Out of the forehead comes light. The great light shining. And
the
Israelites ran quick from him.
You
see what's wrong with this man? Come, the mountain and it's shining.
They
thought he's right at the mountain.
Let's
move on. We hear in Exodus. Exodus
34,
verse 31.
Musa n'abayita. Aloni n'abakulu bonna ab'ekibiina ne badda gy'ali. Musa n'ayogera nabo. Asatu mubiri. Oluvannyuma abaana bonna Abayisirayiri ne basembera. N'abalagira byonna Mukama by'ayogeredde naye ku lusozi Sinaayi. Asatu musatu. Musa bwe yamala okwogera nabo n'ateeka ekyokubikka ku maaso ge. Asatu munnya. Naye Musa bwe yayingiranga mu maaso ga Mukama okwogera naye n'ajjako ekyokubikka. Okutuusa lwe yafulumanga n'afulumanga n'ayogera n'abaana ba Isirayiri bwe yalagirwanga.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
bwe yalinnyanga ku lusozi
olwo, in the time he climbed the mountain,
lusozi Sinai,
Mountain Sinai,
ekitiibwa kya Mukama kyabikkanga,
the glory of the Lord always covered,
ekinene kibikka olusozi lwonna,
and the cloud engulfed the entire mountain,
naye yabanga n'okukyusibwa,
but he already experienced the transfiguration.
Era yatwalibwanga okulaba eby'omuggulu.
Always taken with the things in heaven.
Ne bamugamba akole ebifaananyi byabyo.
And he told them do their images.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kale amazima gali bwe gati.
Now the truth is this.
Ye omusajja okubeera nga nabbi Musa.
That man to be like Prophet Moses.
Alina okulabika okubanga yalaba eby'omuggulu.
He's meant to appear having seen things of heaven.
At least ng'ayinza okuleeta ebifaananyi byeyo eby'omuggulu.
At least he can bring images of things of heaven.
Gena maaso n'okubibalaga ku
nsi. Move on, show them unto you to the world.
Era ng'aleeta amazima g'ebyandiko eby'amazima.
And brings the truth of scriptures of truth.
Nga bw'alaga nga bwa demonstrating nga bw'asomesa.
It demonstrates, it shows and it teaches. Just as Prophet Moses was. Beyond that, maybe.
To
appear to bring the full knowledge. Even though Prophet Moses in those days was given a part of it, he did go in the entire journey of heaven. But he was taken the city Jerusalem of heaven. That's where he saw this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God to tell the Australian man. The man meant to head his final work on planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, part of Africa. Meant to be like Prophet Moses. Required of him to have been visited by God. And is taught by God. And he was commanded. And shown things of heaven. The ones of truth. It was told to make their photocopies.
The
image of things of truth.
Bring
them, you see them and you are told. You know, most people say, what happened in the midst as he was on the mountain? Bible show in 1 Corinthians 15:50-53. With the twinkle of an eye, Moses was transfigured. In the time he appeared, disappeared in the cloud. Enabled him to spend 40 days day and night not eating,
didn't
remain in the body of flesh.
It
transfigured and swallowed up. Let's read there, we hear.
1 Corinthians 15:50. Tetulie bakafenna naye fenna tulifusibwa. Atano mubiri. Mangu ago ngakutemya chikowe akagombe kenkomerero bwe kalivuga. Kubanga kalivuga n'abafu balizukizibwa obutavunda Nafe tulifusibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It happens in 2 Corinthians 9.
Kubanga bachi nyamba kolise ekisoka 15.
We'll explain it in 1 Corinthians 15.
Atano paka atano
mobi. 50 to 52.
Ntimbabulire ekya.
But I tell you a mystery.
Ekitufu kiri nti ombi no musa.
The truth is flesh and blood.
Tebisikira bwa kabaka
bwa. Not inherited the kingdom of heaven.
Na ye ngamu kutemya kwali.
But in the 2 Corinthians 9.
Kagombe bakali bakavu.
When the trumpet will have sounded.
Kugamba abafubalizukizibwa no kutavunda.
Dead will be raised up.
We
too shall be living, we shall be transfigured. The imperishable. The perishable will be swallowed by the imperishable. It happened on him when he climbed the mountain. Prophet Moses. He was
always
transfigured in the twinkle of an eye. And perishable body was swallowed up by the body of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
came to see things of heaven.
So
Moses did just end on the mountain top.
He
ended on the mountain top.
Then
this he tells him in Hebrew. How will he have done it?
He
told him make images of those as they were shown him.
You know,
lamp stand and you come back, you do as you see, you saw it. Means you must have analyzed it.
And
around you look at it. And you know how it appears. The covenant box with the cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now, if it was envisioned, according to how he was transfigured, he came back, his forehead shining. It shows he was always transfigured.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you're transfigured, these are what happens. According to Matthew 17, from verse 1 to down, he says this.
Matayo esule ye 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Matayo esule ya 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Enako omukaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Petero ne Yakobo ne Yokana muganda we n'abalinyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu bokka. Olunyo olwokubiri n'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe, amaaso ge ne gamasaamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Matthew 17, from verse 1 to 3, after 6 days had passed, our Lord Jesus Christ, he took Peter, James, and John on the mountain.
He
was transfigured before them.
His
forehead began to shine like the sun.
This
to explain when a transfiguration happens, what takes place.
It
causes you to shine
or
forehead
even clothes,
for you transfigured the body. Now the sign God left on Moses when he was transfigured or raised,
put him back
in the body, take him, see what he says.
Always
the sign of the transfiguration still shining.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now trance, it can be happen, you take him to see, or you remain and things of heavens come your way to show you. Heavens open and you see things in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The truth is, Prophet Moses, he was able to see things of heaven. And he brought their images. And they say you make them as the images are. Now the man to head that work, based on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to be like Prophet Moses, meant to have seen images of even the truth,
and
told him to make their images
and
to bring them on the world. They are taught to the people, the children of God.
You
may come in this new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Ministry committee
given a church to lead the work God's final work on planet Earth. Given first to lead the Ugandans to show them what to do in the last final
work of God.
And Ugandans will go show the entire world. You will find images here of things of heaven. Praise Jesus, man. Given to head that
God,
this is to be like Moses. Then bring images of things of heaven to show them to you. Even though we know it, all that we show you, we read them in the scriptures of truth.
With
the journey of heaven,
walked
in the Bible for 7 years,
from
2005 to 2011.
Before
we show those images,
they
move in the scriptures
to
prove that what we show you
are
images of things in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
Now when we briefly get back,
Hebrews
8 from verse 5 and 6,
he
spoke and he said this. Hebrews 8 verse 5.
Abaweereza ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirizo eky'ebyo eby'omuggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Nti Nabi Musa bye yaleeta byonna.
Whatever prophet Moses brought, according to Hebrews 8 from verse 5 and 6,
there
were images of things in heaven. Meaning of those words is what? That left their originals in heaven. It's the lampstand. As you see it there, its original is there. And we know in the journey of heaven, those lamps stands are seven in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the central of it. But was shown the one, only one, the lampstand of the south, which mirrored the door which accesses there. Praise Jesus.
A sanduko ya mateka,
covenant box that made on the world, has its original in heaven.
Bakerubi,
the cherubim and the mercy seat,
all
as we shown him a copy, their original is in heaven. What is this, brethren? After the Holy Spirit explains us, Holy Spirit alone would have enabled us to understand that what Moses was shown, what he brought the copy on the world,
there
were shadows of images of things in heaven, and the originals are there.
Hebrews 8
from verse 5 and 6. That is explained in that chapter.
What
spoken Exodus 26 from verse 30 to 35. When he showed him and he told him this. Exodus 26 from verse 35. From verse
30.
Exodus 26 from verse 30. Praise Jesus much. Here we've gone back to Exodus to show you.
In Exodus
26 from verse 30.
Nabi Musa yagambibwa.
Moses was told, and you'll build the tabernacle in the way it was shown you on the mountain.
You
know, when you reach the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, this is what we call the
great
gathering or the tabernacle in the central of that city. Right there at the central. At the central. They told him, as you make it, do us there. In the central. Where you are shown. Exodus 26 verse 30.
Era olizimba eweema mu ngeri yayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi. Olwasatu mu olumu, era olikola ejjigi erya kaniki, n'ery'olugoye olw'effulungu, n'ery'olumyufu, n'erya bafuta ennungi erangiddwa ne bakerubi omulimu ogw'abakozi ab'amagezi buli likolebwa asatu mu bbiri era oliwanika ku mpagi nnya ez'omuti gwa sita ezibikkiddwako zaabu ebikwaso byazo biribeera bya zaabu ku binnya bina ebya ffeeza asatu mu ssatu era oliwanika ejjigi wansi w'ebikwaso n'essanduuko ey'obujulirwa oligiyingiza eri munda w'ejjigi n'ejjigi liryawulamu erimmwe awatukuvu n'awasinga obutukuvu asatu mu nnya era oliteeka entebe ey'okusaasira ku ssanduuko ey'obujulirwa muwasinga obutukuvu asatu mu ttaano n'emmeeza oligiteeka ebweru w'ejjigi n'ebikomo mu maaso g'emmeeza ku luuyi olw'eweema olw'obukiiko obwa ddyo
Yesu yebazibwe
Praise Jesus
Nabbi Musa yalagibwa emitendera gino
Prophet Moses was shown all these
Bamugamba,
and they told him
do when they are,
you put there the most holy place put there a veil to separate now for example behind these images
it
was the most holy place
bakerubi bali
there he had put there those cherubims the covenant box the master seat the most holy place those were in there and the high priest the one who entered in there now that's where we are standing here on this side there was a lampstand and here there was the table now where you're seated they called it the gathering place. Outside it was the outer court. That's how they appeared.
Did
all according to how they are in the city Jerusalem of heaven. In the center of that city. Praise the Lord. My question is right there. For we see that the journey of heaven was more than the Bible. It spent 7 years. And it is intended to reveal the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Those are 7 years. Now my question, the journey of Moses going to heaven, it spent 40 days. What was the mystery behind the 40 days?
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. The 40 days. In that time, all creations were meant to have been aware of that journey. They get that from the four living creatures. The four living creatures have four heads.
On
a living creature cometh different creations.
That
journey is known by all creations in heavens and earth on the side of the 40 days.
It's
responsible over by 24 elders. Those are the secret behind the 40 days, which I don't want to explain like today. They may take us to another agenda.
So
concerning 40 days is in that mystery. But even the 7 years, them two are in the same mystery. But the other at the seven eyes, and they are the seven
goats
set in the entire world.
To
move all over heavens and earth.
So
like that. Days are put with meanings behind them. In the years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wanted
focus on much here. Is bring the truth that the man meant to head God's work. The final work on planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's the vision of the Australian man. And to Uganda is. One reason to be like Prophet Moses.
He's
meant to have seen things of heaven. And he brought their images. And he teaches us things of heavens up here.
And
he bases on their images. That is brought on the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I hope you've understood me well.
Point,
point of the days and the rest, there are other secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You may broaden and take it far to the one who is out there hearing. The one who has just begun to hear like today. Now 40 days. We are looking to things of heaven now.
Standard,
standard we ask it as people in this congregation who have taken long studying. One will not ask you why they don't have those questions.
You have
been taught for some time. The one outside will not ask you that.
Focus,
what are they teaching me this time?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
God
prepared us, but no, outside they don't ask. How dare you ask a question at the synagogue?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we want to move on.
To
show you those God moved to show Prophet Moses. And some of where people have to base to understand. Though all things of heavens are many, but like 2 to 3 things, to 4, which can prove that a person is indeed like Moses. The first is meant to know very well the lampstand as it was first shown Moses. Meant to know well concerning the covenant box, the cherubims, and the mercy seats.
And
it shows where they were gotten. Moses imagined them.
Don't
get them from their original. Prove that man is like Moses.
Just
to prove what Moses saw.
They
are truthful, they are within heaven. And this information is this one. Now there are 4 things. The initials. The lampstand, the cherubims,
esanduko ya mateka,
Ark of the Covenant,
n'entebe y'ekisa,
and the mercy seat.
Bintu bina ebyasinga
okufokasingibwako. 4 things which you are focused on.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
So Nabi Musa.
Now Prophet Moses.
But
when we first speak of the lampstand and those he was commanded,
we
are going to give it to you with its fullness.
And
we show you as Moses was commanded,
and
we show you its fullness, how it appears in heaven and the meaning of it. And then you get to know indeed he is the one. Not like the other who brought of the 66 dogs.
He brought
a lampstand with 9 branches.
Things
of trying to fake things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
begin with the lampstand. Moses got a copy in things of heaven. Let's read like this.
It
began with the lampstand. As Moses was given copy of things in heaven. Bible speaks this on him.
In
Exodus
25.
31-32. And it says this.
Okuva esule ya 25 no lunyirilo lwa 3.
Exodus 25 from verse 30.
Kuva esule ya 25 olunyirilo lwa 3 mulumu.
Exodus 25 from verse 31.
Ero likole ekikondo ne zabu enungi. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa entobo yacho no mukonda gwacho ebikompe byacho ne mitwe gyacho Nevi muri byacho biribera bya zabu emunacho.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa ngabo yaragibwa.
Prophet Moses as he was shown.
Chikondo chetabazo.
In the lampstand.
Ngabo biri mugu.
As they are in heaven.
Bamugamiro likola ekikondo ekikondo.
They told him you make a lampstand.
Entobo zibabiri.
And the bases there are two.
Inaka entobo nene.
Have the big base.
Neyo kubiri
entobo. And the second small base.
Then ekikondo ekifubutuka.
Then the lampstand will stretch out. It's the one in the middle before you put its branches. Now, they told him to make branches like this.
Exodus 25, verse 32.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. They told him to make it three branches on the right hand and three branches on the left hand.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. But that lampstand, he saw it in heaven.
But
if you read Revelations, you know, in the book of Revelations, it's like the book of Genesis and Exodus, the beginning books. Now in the last book in the Bible, they show the lampstands, there are seven, but they told him make one copy. They are original in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. There are seven lampstands. But they told him make one copy according to Revelations chapter 1. Let's read as we hear. Revelations chapter 1 from verse 10.
Nali mu moyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'eri akagombe 11 ngakwogera nti nzo w'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero. Kyera ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo obiweereza ekkanisa omusanvu eri Efeso n'eri Sumuna n'eri Perugamu n'eri Suwatira n'eri Saadi n'eri Philadelphia n'eri Laodikiya. 12 Ne nkyuka okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange. Bwe nakyuka ne ndaba ettabaaza 7 eza zaabu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Apostle John of Revelations, Revelations 1:10-12 has shown us he was in the spirit, in the vision of God, and he heard the voice of like of a trumpet, and they told him what you see you write and send to the seven churches. After they listed seven churches at
the
heart, in the verse 12 he
said,
as he turned to see, reached on the seven lampstands, the seven golden lampstands.
You
remember this is the book of Revelations.
Yes,
we see Moses told them their copy in the book of Exodus
25:31-32.
The truth is Moses, the things he brought on the world, example, the lampstand we see today,
it's
image of things in heaven.
And
indeed Moses, he saw things of heaven. Even though only saw the city of Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of it, that's where he saw.
Able
to see the lampstands as you see them as the seven. And told him, get one copy.
And
make
its
copy of the south. The copy of the lampstand in the south.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
you know of one thing. Even though all that long,
children
of Israelites lighten those lampstands. Those lampstands.
Them
two didn't know what they were lighting. And they didn't know. Because God took me in this journey of heaven that will show me beyond what Moses saw. Join up all of the journey of heaven moved in the Bible, or to join up all things of the prophets.
All.
Joined up and depicted and brought out the meaning of the entire lampstand. If you read in the book of Zechariah, it's one of the books which clothed the Old Testament.
It
shows
both
the Israelites lighting the lampstand, but them too did know what is it. Zechariah asked the angel, what are these which are shining? And the angel got surprised that he didn't know them. Let us read as we hear.
Zechariah 4
from verse 1.
Malaika yali ayogera nange n'akomawo n'anzuukusa ng'omuntu bw'azuukusibwa mu tulo twe. Olinnya olw'okubiri n'angamba nti olabye ki? Ne njogera nti ntinudde era laba ekikondo ky'ettabaazi ekya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo 7 ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ng'eriko emimiro 7 Olinnya olw'okusatu n'emizayituuni 2 ku mabbali eruuyi n'eruuyi ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya ogumu ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. Olinnya olw'okuna n'enziramu ne ngamba malayika eyali ayogera nange ne njogera nti ebyo biki mukama wange. Olinnya olw'okutaano malayika eyali ayogera nange n'addamu n'angamba nti tomanyi ebyo bwe biri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yalengere ebikondo by'ettabaaza.
He saw the lampstands.
Buli kikondo kiriko ettabaaza musanvu.
Every lamp with 7 lamps.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngetabaza omusanvu ziri mu
kubikolewa. Lampstands and revelations.
Manyumbi boboso myawo injo kubuza buzibwa.
When you read there you can get confused.
Naye buli kikondo.
But every lampstand.
Kyechi no one.
That is that one.
Ninga kiriko omusanvu
bwe. But it has 7 up on it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati zaka nabi Zakaria.
Now prophet Zechariah.
Yemu kuba nabi abashemba yene ndagale kadenge.
Prophets in the Old Testament when it finishes.
Ninga jukire chikono chitabaza bali bamazi na che miaka
mingi. Remember this at spent many years with the lampstand.
Kuba kumulembe gwa Moses.
Right from Moses's era.
Ninga na wote bamanchi chichi bakole.
Did know what they were lighting.
Kubanga mu Zechariah sulene yokuno nyosoka pakuloka.
Zechariah 4 from verse 1 to 5.
Ba amaro kubiraba.
After he saw them.
Ati malaika yamuzi kuzanga ava mu tulo tuji.
Angel woke him as if he has come from
Mars. Manyoko eba kamunsi yo moyo ngate mmanyi bye mubera nabi.
In the spiritual world you don't know what things you are with.
Nabo bwe batwebe bakabanga lyonna.
They slept all that long.
Ngate bategera bye bali nabyo.
Didn't understand what they heard.
Ba muzu kusha na abiraba.
Up he saw them.
Na gane bichibira.
He said what are these?
All
long they lighten them in their temple.
Malaika na muga atomanyi
bwe biri. Angel told him, you don't know all these ones?
Aretoroza.
And don't you think up to today
things
are known well in the world?
As
God promised the nation of Israel
will
make them jealous of the new nation.
He brought
the journey of heaven passing through Uganda that he can reveal all those
then
get take back explain to them and to Israel and the entire world. Many are trying to struggle concerning the lampstand. Perhaps Moses imagined the things.
God was
on the mountain designing the things.
And
told him to make them as I've designed them. But they have their original in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you've heard in the Exodus 25:31-32
the
prophet Moses make the lampstand and the 7 lamps.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Nabi Musa twaulide.
Yet prophet Moses we
have.
He got from the copy of things in heaven. What we read in Hebrews
8.
Verse 5 and
6. Now,
the originals of things in heaven. We've seen revelations. Revelations
1.
Verse 10 to 12. Slumps in heaven there are 7. In the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, they are big enough and they give light. They lighten the entire city.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Moses, it came to pass indeed, he saw things of heaven. But what surprises most,
even
though they took long in the nation of Israel, as we've read in the book of Zechariah, chapter
4,
verse 1 of the
5,
them two did know what they were. And he asked the angel, what are these I see? The angel told him, no, you not of these. In the verse 6 he told him,
now,
want you understand no power Lord of the minds, but by the Spirit of God. As if he tried to tell him, that one is the Spirit of God.
And the
Spirit doesn't enter in him. Let's repeat verse 5 and 6. Zechariah 4 verses 5.
Malaika era yogera nange naddamu nangamba nti tomanye ebyo bwe biri nenjogera nti nedda mukama wange olinyolo mukaga naddamu nangamba nti kino kye kigambo kya mukama Zerubbabeli nga kyogera nti sirwa amanyi so sirwa buyinza nirwa moyo gwange wayogera mukama weje.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kugamba yamugasi bimanyi
I might don't know them.
Malaika nanga tomanyi bwe biri
bino. Angel told me don't know how these are.
Wansi na munyonyola munyo yoruddako ro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Yeah,
that no.
Kye kigambo kya mukama bulijjo.
Word of the Lord alone.
Sirwa amanyi sirwa
not by power not might. But by the Spirit of God.
Oyogura bakikondo kya tabazo yayaka.
The lamp stand shining.
Yimuyo wakatonda.
Bwatu bwe.
Go bujuvu.
That is his fullness.
Naite yasobolera.
Still he did comprehend it. If Revelation doesn't come, Revelation 4:5, we too may not pull it and draw it to ourselves.
Already
Prophet Zechariah was explained that the lampstand, as seven lamps are, explain the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. Let's read in Revelations. Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa.
From the throne came shining and thunderings of voices.
N'ettabaazi omusanvu.
Even the seven lamps. And they shine before the throne of God. And he told him there are the seven spirits of God. Now, brethren,
today
we can name that lampstand.
But
the world before the of Israel of the flesh.
They
came to it their time to come back to God to be told unto the nation which was called to do the final work on the planet earth.
Yeah,
where I've told you the other word,
it's
very hard to attach yourself on this call,
that
it's you to head it
when
you don't know words like those. Even though all as a nation we've been called
Uganda,
of Uganda,
even
our friends,
all
those who love God in the world,
we're
meant to accept the one who will hate
Jesus.
But there are things needed in this work.
If
they are not there, you can do nothing. And there's no work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So for together,
now we understand that what was shown to Moses, they are truthful.
Even though
don't make the copy of this lampstand,
and the
originals, there are seven. And they show the fullness of the Holy Spirit according to Revelation 4 and the verse 5. The seven lamps of
Zion
stand before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. We all long in the Acts 2. Verse 3 and 4. Mungu tell us, upon them came tongues of fire. And they were filled of the Spirit.
But we
realize what measure of spirit they were filled.
Are
they like jerrycans?
That
filled them liters of the Spirit. How are they filled?
So,
fullness of the Holy Spirit. Shown in the seven spirits of God. Let's read in the Acts. We show you some of the things Moses saw of heaven. He brought them on this world, their images. Yet that man to be like Prophet Moses, he too is meant to have seen them. He was given their fullness. The Hebrews of the halves, they are finished. We see the fullness. Acts chapter 2 from verse
3.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the Acts 2, verse 3 and 4. When the apostles gathered on the Pentecost there,
and
there appeared a great quake. And Bible shows in the verse 3, there appeared on them like tongues of fire. And
the
tongues of fire appear in the seven spirits. According to Revelation 4:5,
it
shows the seven spirits of God. It's when Acts say they were filled of the Spirit. They were filled from the seven spirits of God. Now we can name even to put names on the seven spirits of God, which appear in the lampstand, to destroy falsehood of others. When they bring lampstands, others, and they have 8 branches, others 9, others 12, what names will they name them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's get names of these seven spirits. Isaiah 11, verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Tulinako bobo tunde ekikondo kino kye
tabaza. When you look to the lampstand,
emyo musanvu oba obujuvu omwoyo mutukuvu obulabikira mu kikondo kye tabaza.
Fullness of the Holy Spirit appearing in the lampstand.
Nga Katonda bwe yasooka okulaga nabbi Musa.
As God first shown Prophet Moses.
Ono wa wakati
ono. The one in the middle.
Ali presenting omwoyo wa Mukama.
Presents the Spirit of the Lord.
Oba omwoyo mutukuvu kenyini.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
On his right hand.
Tulinako.
We have
Isaiah 11,
verses 2.
We
have
the spirit of wisdom.
Omoyo gwo kutegeera.
Tuinako omoyo
kutegeera. The spirit of understanding.
Omoyo gwo kutesa.
Tuinako omoyo kutesa.
The spirit of counsel.
Omoyo gwo amanyi.
Tuinako omoyo wa amanyi.
The spirit of power on the left hand.
Omoyo gwo kumanya.
Tuinako omoyo wa kumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
N'okutya Mukama.
Tuinako omoyo okutya Mukama.
The spirit of fear of God.
Kakati singa oboyagala okyusa ekikondo kyettabaazi.
Now if you want to change that lampstand,
okuva mu kulaga obujuvu omwoyo mutukuvu,
from showing fullness of the Holy Spirit,
emyo musanvu
egyakati, the seven spirits of God,
n'otekako emimiro munana,
and you put in 8 branches,
omulala ogenda kutuma amannya
ki, the others you are to name them which name,
era okuva mu byandiko
ebyani, from which scriptures,
singa ogiraga nga giri mwenda,
if you show there are 9 branches, like the one of the 66 dogs is of 77 or 88.
Yeah,
I don't want to miss those. There are things they know them. But we want to tell them the truth. If you put branches, the ones you put on where you to get them, Some of you are just faking yourselves.
And the
children of God deceive them. If they brought you the one of 66 dogs, and the teachers of the lampstand, with how many branches did he eat of? Nine. Now he named them which name?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
So, Abuganda.
Now, brethren, that's one of the examples. The man to be like Prophet Moses. I've seen the original things of heaven.
He
brought their copy on the world. The other is the examples.
As
Prophet Moses brought, it's the lampstand. If you say to be like him, before you hear today, first explain us the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As they are
in the scriptures of truth, besides your theology, that you claim that it means to study God. Yet you study your falsehood, that you invent yourselves. If we follow truth of the scriptures, after you put a lampstand with nine branches, or the eight, or 12, you're going to name them, getting where scriptures for that.
Or
don't speak beyond scriptures, and do not add on them, and do not subtract on them, neither to twist them.
Now,
you twist, get meaning of those words.
Lampstand,
besides showing us the seven spirits and the names, there is the Spirit of the Lord in the midst, on the right hand, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel. On the left hand, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge of God, and the Spirit of fear of God. Now it's still that. Those are the seven eyes of God. Don't
aim
to show there are the seven spirits of God, but we move on to show you that the seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God, which appear in the Holy Spirit, that is sent the entire earth. That's why they are all those eyes through which he sees. Revelations 5 and verse
6.
Revelations 5, 6.
Nenda ba wakati wentebe nebira mwebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omwana gw'endiga,
the Lamb of God,
come up for Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
okusinza ku bikulirwa essula eyo okutaano,
according to Revelation 5 and the verse 6,
yalabika nga bogera mu lulimi olw'ekyama,
they spoke in a mystical language,
ng'alina amayembe musanvu,
and he had seven horns.
Naye twogera ku ttabaaza zilizolengera zaaka,
speak of the lamps you see shining,
nga ziri ku mutwe gwe zaaka,
on his head shining out.
Yalengera yalengerera
wala. Now the one who saw them from far,
galinga mayembe,
his sight appeared like horns, but there are lamps which were shining up.
Kati bw'obeera obirengerera
wala, if you see them from far,
nenda mu mwana gwe,
I saw the Lamb of God.
He
seemeth to have been slain. He has seven horns.
He
did speak of horns of the gods.
These
lamps up there shining.
So
next in the middle,
amaso,
the eyes.
And
he sees through them.
Amaso,
even seven eyes. They are the seven spirits of God.
That
the language he saw by which He spoke by which he saw the face. He sees the lamp up. He sees the eyes. He sees the seven spirits. Now the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the lampstand. The seven spirits of God still be at the seven eyes of God. If you add on eighth branch, how many eyes will they become? Where will you get their scriptures? Now if you make them nine,
now
I wonder how you do that. But you have stubbornness.
Okay.
If you want to make them eight, at which side now? It's not balanced. If you make them nine, maybe every side you add one. Now where would you get their name?
First,
discover the seven spirits of God. You discover the name.
Second,
discover the seven eyes of God. Okay.
When you
make them nine, they become nine eyes of God. Where will you get their name? Are you going to order them? You know there are people,
and
they are out there calling themselves and they are the teaching of the devils
that
spoke in 1 Timothy 4 that in the latter days people will give up on the faith and they hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons and they claim the God revelation and they come on the children of God and they deceive them, and God says,
my
people hear to their lies that they deceive them. When you know they are mature in knowledge,
kumbe
yet,
huh.
Yet what is brought is going to deceive. What brings us capture that person? It is command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. 2 to 4 commands. 2 to 4 scriptures. And above. The Old and New Testament. Then you show us truth of those things. Praise Jesus.
This
is where I've gotten the confusion. Revelation 5, verse
6.
How did John, for already knew it, that Christ died.
And
if we say he saw the Lamb of God, and he seemed slain, I do not understand it, that language. That language is not doubtable. Remember, he saw things which had finished long time back.
And
now they had made a video for him.
Video
that the time they are on him, but they are on the Lord Jesus.
But
he showed him video of things which had happened.
Now,
that video they had to make for him, the Lamb of God.
And
appearing, he didn't see that Jesus is there. He saw the Lamb of God himself.
The lamb.
But as if it was slain. But it has horns. You know the book of Revelation.
It's
filled of seals. If you don't take them off, you cannot understand it. On Revelations 1, verse 19:21, they tell him, write what you saw, that you see,
and
that which is going to come.
So yali awandike ebintu mitendereza.
He wrote in the three
ebyali byamala
those which had ever happened before. Even those and happening in that time, even those will to happen and they will come like today till Christ will be back.
Well,
the messages he saw, some he saw things that happened before,
others
moving on in that time,
others
they showed him they were to happen ahead,
others
showed him the video of them.
Not
short lamb of God seeming slain. They didn't show him Jesus is there. No. They showed him the image of a lamb. And it's like slain. So it's like Jesus. Out of him came Jesus.
Come
back here and write the vision. How can you write that vision? And if you have no Holy Spirit, you cannot conclude and summarize on what you have seen.
There's
no doubt in what he wrote.
God
for you in the form you first saw it. After the design came out, and he said, my God. One all along they spoke of the tribe of Judah.
He
is the Lamb of God. Understood him in two ways.
Understands
him as the Lamb and as the Christ. For to show him as the Lamb,
he
sees the horns. But it's the lamb, seven lamps. Even eyes.
And
the seven spirits of God.
The
vision is in a way which is mystical. But after you are explained that is Jesus.
It's
written in Zechariah chapter
3.
They bring him to you as the branch and the rock with the seven eyes. And there they bring him in another language. Let's read on him in Zechariah, we see.
Zechariah esura eyokusatu.
Kadube ku lwomwenda.
Zechariah esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olwomwenda.
Zechariah 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga laba ejinja lyentese mu maso ga Yeshua. Kujinjalimu kulika maso musambu.
Let's begin from verse 8 to understand well.
Zekaria esule yokusatu nolu nyiri yoro munana.
Zechariah 3 verses 8.
Kale ulira Yeshua kabona singo bukuru. Gweneba no abatula mumaso go. Kubanga bebantu aba kabone robano. Kubanga laba. Ndireta omuddu wange ettabi.
Ndabandireta omuddu wange.
Behold, I will bring my servant the branch.
Zakariya sulene yokusatu.
Zechariah 3.
Nyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Lulaga omuddu wettabi.
It shows the servant the branch.
Ayoyo yayogerwako mu Isaiah sule ye 10.
The one spoken of in Isaiah 11.
Nyorosoka ndo
ku. Verse 1 and 2.
Timuchikoro cha Yesu muri sibuka ettabi.
The branch of Jesse, in the suit of Jesus will come a storm.
Nemi omusavu giri vera
ku. Seven spirits will be on him.
Kakati wanati ni mamukunyonyola muko mu Zakaria.
Yes, explain him in Zakaria.
Onyoro muenda.
Zakaria 9, verse 9.
Zakaria esura eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zakaria 3, verses 9.
Kubanga laba, ejinja lyentese mu maso ga Yeshua. Kujinja limu kulika amaso musanvu. Laba ndiolake enjola zaalyo, bwayogera mukama w'eggye. Ndija mwobu bi munseyo kuruna kurumu.
Kakati hati wano mwamu kuletiranga yejinja.
Here is brought that is the rock.
Ngejinja linumulika amaso musanvu.
And one stone has seven eyes.
Hati yekubikulidwa tanu mwakaga.
Revelations 5,
mwana gwendiga.
The lamb God with seven eyes.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus much.
Na inge chotuchogeddeko.
That we've spoken of it.
Ukuletira makuru gechikondo chetabasa.
Bring you the meaning of the lampstand. As Moses was commanded.
Right,
original copies in heaven. those which are seven lamps. Yes. He was commanded, make one copy of those.
He has
taken you in a breadth.
Lend it,
lampstand Moses made it meant what? And as their copies are in heaven, show us fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and there are the seven eyes of God, where there is the Spirit of the Lord, what we call the eye of the Spirit of the Lord, where there is the Spirit of wisdom, that we call the eye of wisdom, where there is the Spirit of understanding, what we call eye of understanding, where there is the Spirit of counsel, the eye of the counsel of God, where there is the Spirit of power, or the eye of Spirit of power, where there is the Spirit of knowledge, of the eye of the knowledge of God, where there is the Spirit of fear of God, the eye of the fear of God. He sees like that in His Holy Spirit. The world did know what concerns the eyes of God. As God sits in the throne,
He
appears in our image.
He
appears to have two eyes there. When He comes in His Holy Spirit, He multiplies them and they become seven eyes.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. The brief that concerns the lampstand. The three remaining examples. In both these Moses saw of heaven. We shall come back to see the cherubims. The covenant box. Even the mercy seat. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.